Mountain and river, an empire split fries. A dynasty's fate comes unraveled. In the valley of Nanyang, a dragon sleeps tight and dreaming of glory and marvels. But the days have grown longer and morning winds blow. The powers of heaven have dwindled. And I leave my thatched cottage, my root and my plow, for a man who weaves fate like a sandal. And I'll set up two kings to make war for my ends, and snatch the foe's arrows and call out the winds, and the tyrant's 1,000,000 will quake at my name as I set the great river on fire and flame. Mountain and river, an empire split thrice, a dynasty's fate comes unraveled. In the valley of Nanyang, a dragon sleeps tight and dreaming of glory and marvels. And I'll carve out a kingdom in toil and in strife, though Northland and Southland may hamper. Friends and lords perish, but I shall remain to hold up the faith of an empire. And I'll call out my soldiers from magic and stone, and hold off an army with music alone, and seven times capture the king of wild men, and press northward and northward and northward again. Mountain and river, an empire split thrice, dynasty's fate comes unraveled. In the valley of Nanyang, a dragon sleeps tight and dreaming of glory and marvels. And the years will fly past, and I'll sweat my heart's blood on a heaven-sent course that won't alter. And tonight, when the star of my lifetime goes down, my lamp and my prayer may falter. But in one final stroke, I will call on my own and send one final order that no man may mourn. And my student will raise up my ghost in the night, and though dead, I'll still put all my foemen to flight. Years and years turning, an empire made whole. Time mends all things rent with sundered. In the hills of Chengdu there are flowers in spring, and the dragon forever sleeps under.